Welcome back to this course on church planting, a short course on church planting. We have been talking about principles that would help you become more successful in a church plant. In other words, not be a church that dies in that first 4 years. And last time, we were talking about honing your vision. Well, this session, you'll notice, is define your target. Now, this is a corollary to that idea about honing your vision. This is really another part of that study on how do you hone your vision. One of the ways to do that is to define your target. Now, within all the possible audiences that you could direct your efforts, there should be some that you would call a target audience. In other words, these are people that you believe are reachable. These are people that you believe are somebody that your new church is going to develop ministry with them as the target so that it hits them. You know, you can picture you know, something like you're aiming at a target, all right? And you've got a bow and arrow. As a kid, we used to do this. We used to set up these big targets, and we all had these, you know, cheap bows, and we bought arrows, and we would aim and, you know, try to get to that center of the target. Now, unfortunately, many times we were off on the periphery of the target, and as a result, we'd score less and we'd lose, or those horrible moments when you miss the bale of hay entirely that the target was pasted to. Well, the idea of honing your target is saying, what's the type of person that we are going to minister to effectively? Who is it that we are going to reach well? Honing that target. Now, my ideas for this come largely from this man. His name is Tony Gentilucci. Tony Gentilucci was a producer for television. And as a Christian, he began to consider, you know, how what he did related to preaching. And he ended up going to Gordon-Conwell Seminary there and ended up earning a Doctor of Ministry degree in the area of preaching. And he's written a book, which is Stop Preaching and Start Communicating. Communication principles preachers can learn from television. Now, what he says is what makes television effective is that when television producers are going to produce a TV program, they define the target. Who are we going to hit with this program? Who is likely going to be watching it? Who do we want to watch it? And now, you know, the 18 to 24 age group is a big area. And so they'll define programs, particularly during the prime time of the evening. They'll define programs in order to reach that age group. There will be people of that age group who are appearing in the programs. There will be the problems of that age group that are being displayed in these sitcoms or whatever kind of program it is. They target it well. And, you know, he gives some examples from television for advertisement. You know, you can tell who Monday Night Football is targeted toward. Think about that for just a moment. Now, if you're not familiar with our country, we have this phenomenon known as football in the fall. It's different from most of the world where our football is, you know, not round. And on Monday night, there is a very, very popular program. It's got high viewership. And they have defined who they are trying to target by putting this program on TV, first of all, but then aiming it towards some people. And so you can tell who it's aimed to by looking at what the advertisements are for. You'll find advertisements for trucks during that night, pickup trucks. You know, pickup trucks that are rugged, that can go out into the far country, that can go out into the backwoods. That you'll find those kind of things there. Beer is very common advertisement on Monday Night Football. Who is watching this, right? You'll find car advertisements, and usually with, you know, beautiful women that are getting into the car with someone, a man. The target is men, and the target is men in, you know, about the middle age, probably 30s to 50. And so everything they do within that program, who's announcing it? Well, there's somebody, you know, Troy Aikman, who's a previous hero in football. and he's 50 years old, I believe. And they've got people announcing it. They've got an attractive woman on the sidelines who's bringing reports from the sidelines. But everything is geared toward how do we reach that male. Watch late night TV. Now, you know, I'm somebody who has a little bit of insomnia, and so sometimes I can't sleep at night, and I'll turn on the TV to try to relax. It is amazing how many ads there are for Medicare supplements. Now, if you're not familiar with Medicare, here in the United States, when you get to be 65, you qualify. You've been paying into this program for years and years and years, and you qualify now for the program to pay you back. Well, there are insurance companies that provide supplements for a relatively small fee, supplements that expand the amount of benefits that you can access. And so those are advertised. I mean, unbelievable. Well, who are they targeting? They're targeting me, somebody who's over 65 in our country, who's retired, who's looking at how to get the most bang out of the buck that you have still coming in. And so here are ways they target me or women who are over 65. Now, morning shows in television are targeted toward women. And so you'll see advertisements for beauty products. You'll see advertisements for, first of all, cooking shows, but also cooking materials for various food things, etc. And in the afternoon, it's interesting, afternoon and early evening, there are a lot of advertisements for drugs, you know, new drugs that have been developed. I'm sorry, I just hit the wrong one there. So the idea is that there are all of these possibilities, and this is one way that we can hone our vision. Who is it we are trying to reach? I want to share with you just some very well-known people and how they go about this honing of their vision. This is Andy Stanley. He pastors a very, very successful church in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And he was on staff in his father's church, which is First Baptist Church in Atlanta, for many, many years, and then felt this burden to go out and start a new church and in a particular area of Atlanta. And he has defined his target very, very carefully. This is how he puts it. In terms of the audience, who I'm speaking to, it's the 35-year-old guy who's married and has some kids and is in a business. That's the guy. Because if I can talk to the guy, whether it's the principle of the message or the application of the message, I'm going to get the whole family. The reason I'm targeting the guy is because the person that's most resistant to getting up on Sunday morning is that 35 to 40-year-old guy. He's got a measure of success. He's got options on Sunday. He's not against God. He's not even against Jesus. But we're taking a block of his time, and his time is precious because he works hard. He may be out of town a lot, and now he's thinking, you want me to get up and get dressed and go somewhere? It better be good. So I feel like if I can talk to that guy, he'll get his wife there, and the women in turn will get the children there. And that's from Stop Preaching and Start Communicating. But do you get the idea there? He has said, I have honed my target. And so the worship service is geared to that 35 to 40-year-old guy. The people who appear on the stage will speak to in language that will be understandable to that 35 to 40-year-old guy. When Andy preaches, he uses examples that are going to hit that 35 to 40-year-old guy. Now, it's a pretty narrow target, I would have to say, but he's been incredibly successful with it. And so it's a way of saying, how do you hone your target? Now, who are you trying to reach? Now, here's another example. Rick Warren, Saddleback Community Church. I've given that as an example several times. When Rick Warren moved to Saddleback, he started going door to door asking people why they didn't go to church. And he was surprised that the number one reason was because the sermons were boring and irrelevant. And so as a result of hearing that, he looked at his 10 years of sermons that he had in his file. He read each message and asked one question for each message. Would this message make sense to the unchurched people I just talked to? He ended up throwing out all of his sermons except three. And then he proceeded to develop a profile of the people that his church would target. He said, Saddleback Sam is college educated, married, and has two kids. He's in his late 30s to early 40s. He's a professional, a manager, an entrepreneur, and he's married to Saddleback Samantha. And over the years, he has honed that vision to a great extent. And as a result, they have become very effective. Now, honing your vision in that way doesn't mean you don't reach other people. You'll reach other people as well. But saying, this is the kind of person, unchurched. In other words, I'm not going there to try to steal people from other neighboring churches. That'll happen. But that's not my purpose. My purpose is to reach the unchurched person. And who can I best reach? So I'm going to hone my messages to that, late 30s, early 40s guy, he's saying. And I'm going to hone everything in my church, get everything in my church aimed at that idea of we're in this ministry to reach this person. Now, one more example, and this is one that's close to home for me. This is Rosewood Community Church in Bellflower, California. For many years, it was pastored by a friend of mine. And when he came to that church, he felt a challenge because the church had been declining for years and years and years. And the people in the church were getting older and older, a lot of gray hair in the church, and they were wondering what is the future of this church going to be. Now, you've got to know some of the background of this church. It was begun by Dutch immigrants. And immigrants had come to this country from the Netherlands. They'd settled in Southern California, and they started a variety of churches. Now, originally, this was the Third Christian Reformed Church in that area. And so that's what the name was at that time, Third Christian Reformed Church. Now, they went through, under my friend's leadership, they went through a time of looking at their future. They hired a consultant who helped them look at themselves and helped look toward the future and said, what could the future be? If you just stay the way you are, what's the future going to be? And it was obvious the future was going to be the death of the church. And so they began looking at their community and said, who can we effectively reach in this community? And they decided that they were going to aim at the young couples that were moving to that community. The community had been through a couple of waves of change, and now it was kind of being gentrified, that many of the people that were moving in were young couples, because this was on the outskirts of L.A. at the time, and housing in Los Angeles had become too expensive for most young couples, and so they were moving out and purchasing homes in the Bellflower area. And how do you target those people was the question. What do you do with that? And so they began talking to those people, asking about their preferences for church. And then they began developing ministry. They changed their name from Third Christian Reformed Church because Dutch people can't pronounce the TH well, so they would call it Third Christian Reformed Church. And they changed the name to Rosewood, which represented the neighborhood, the community in which they were living. And they began developing a ministry that would reach those people, those young couples that were moving into the area, family ministries, a children's pastor, et cetera, ministry for teens. They had a booming youth group for years and years and years. Targeting, honing your vision by targeting your community. Now, how do you figure out who your target audience is? Just a couple of ideas there. First of all, you can do it with a focus group, a group of people that you are like the people you are targeting, and talk to them. I did this when we were starting a new service that I had some hopes would turn into a new church. And we asked our church, who are people like this? And we were looking for millennials, for young couples, maybe very young children. And so we ended up designing, we ended up inviting people who are unchurched, didn't go to church, in that age group, in that life experience. And I bought them dinner for a night, and I had a woman in our church who was a lawyer who did kind of jury consultation. And she had them looking at various scripture, how people were preaching, music samples, and just saying, what kind of church would you consider go to? You can do it that way. You can do it like Rick Warren, do a survey. You can spend time at Chamber of Commerce and City Hall. That you get a lot of information there about what kind of people are moving in. And when we were planting those 50-some churches, as I said, I spent time in Chamber of Commerce and in City Hall buildings asking just, who is on the growing edge of this community? Or you can go door to door and ask the questions. So a variety of ways that you can indeed hone your vision and by targeting your community, targeting the people you are going to reach effectively. So next time, we're going to turn to back to some other principles for church planting. So see you then.